Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
I am what the hell on you.
Guys, it's well, first of all, it's scary season. We already know that. But second, it was announced that there are plans to make a sequel to Hocus Pocus.
Yeah! Woo!
Now, it was announced earlier this week. Bette Midler, she was on a TV station in New York City and dropped a major hint when asked about whether or not she would be returning for a new installment. She said, quote, "They want to make a movie. They've asked us if we're interested. And of course, we all said, yes, I'm game. I'm totally game."
And I think that Sarah Jessica Parker and Kathy Najimy both said that, like, yeah, we'll do it, too. And here's the best part. I don't know if they want to involve the rest of the cast, but the rest of the cast is doing nothing. So
right.
I'm sure they would love to. I mean,
about Gary Marshall?
Gary Marshall's dead.
He is dead.
He wasn't a big part of the story. So
did he direct it?
No.
Oh, he didn't.
No.
Okay.
And Penny Marshall's in it, too.
Yeah.
Brother and sister playing husband and wife. Kind of weird.
Oh, that I thought they were father and daughter.
Is that what they were?
I don't know. I thought, but I could be wrong.
Anyway. I am excited about this, but the guys who played Ice and what was the long-haired guy's name?
Oh, God, I can't
text
remember.
Text into 73389. Help us out with that. Who's the other bad guy? There's Ice and the other guy. But those two, I don't even think those two are actors anymore.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, I think the guy who played Ice, because the Freeform or Disney Channel did like a live...
Pop-up video.
No. It was like a live reunion.
Oh.
But I don't think it involved the all of the Sanderson sisters. I don't think Bette Midler was there. It might have been the other two, but... But then Ice came out. I think he's like a real estate agent now or something.
Well, he's
like
got to be something. He couldn't be an actor.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he wasn't... dude!
Yeah, no, that's the other guy. Ice is the guy
okay,
who
either
had the word
of them.
Ice shaved into the back of his
either
head.
Either of them.
That's what I love about that movie so much is it's such a 90s stereotype.
Yeah.
Like, it was like the whoever wrote that or came up with the costumes... that had never seen teenagers before. It just opens up to it and like, here's a Yo MTV Raps episode. Yeah, let's dress one of the bad guys like that. And here's a picture of Jon Bon Jovi. Yeah, we'll do the other one like that. And they'd be friends in real life.
Oh, my God. Okay, and the guy that plays Max, not doing anything.
Did you know that that was almost Leonardo DiCaprio?
You told me that recently.
Crazy.
I haven't seen this movie in 20 years.
What?
I just saw, actually, so I was texting you guys the other night on Freeform. They've been doing their 31 nights.
You've been watching a lot of Freeform for a guy that doesn't have kids.
My girlfriend put it on.
Okay.
And so we were watching Beetlejuice, and they were doing the pop-up, you know, video thing with that. And immediately after that was Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
And so I watched the first, like, 7 or 8 minutes, and I was like, I'm sure I could find something else to watch.
What?
What is... what
you should
he?
Watch it again. You should watch it again.
I got to the part where they got to the guy with ice shaved in the back of his head, and I was like, I'm out.
Why are you out? That's when it gets good.
It gets good.
It's
and remember when you were a kid and it was like kind of controversial that they kept talking about how Max is a virgin, and you were like, well, yeah, he's a kid.
Yeah. And then they call boobs yabos.
Yeah.
Like, no one's ever said that.
Okay.
You should watch it again.
Okay.
Because it is such a great movie in that it has parts that are legitimately a really well done movie, mm-hmm. and parts that are so terrible that
What's a terrible part?
Ice.
It was so. At the time, it wasn't terrible.
I think it was.
I don't know.
It was kind of universally panned by critics at the time.
Who cares, Gavin? Who cares what the critics... universally, as a country, we loved it when it came out.
No, it was a box office flop. Yeah. Nobody saw it. Nobody liked it.
I saw it in the theater.
I was just going to say, it has a 37% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
How much did it gross when it was in theaters?
It was...
Because I think the other part of it, too, was it didn't come out at Halloween.
Yeah, the budget was $28 million. It made $44 million.
So it barely made any money. So, like, it just wasn't, but now
came out in July.
Yeah, so it's a cult classic now.
That seemed like it didn't help.
No, probably not. I don't think this was originally supposed to be a Halloween movie, was it? Like, it just kind of evolved into watching it at Halloween time, and that's how it became a Halloween movie.
So I think the plan was, and if we're going to get too nerdy, I think I know too much about this movie, but I think the plan was that Disney knew during production, this is going to be kind of a flop in the box office.
Oh.
So let's put it out in the summertime when parents are just looking for something to take their kids to do. And this was back when home video was really picking up steam. Mm. And they're thinking, okay, by the time Halloween comes around, we can put it out on home video. And then maybe a lot of people will buy it and we'll get more money than we will from the box office.
Wow.
Which is what I think happened. And which is why, to this day, it is a cult classic.
There's no set date for the sequel to Hocus Pocus, but they're anticipating it'll probably drop on Disney Plus.
God, what could the story even be?
Well, that's what I'm going to say. Guys, they get turned to dust and ash at the end of it.
Yeah, but they can come back.
Can they?
They're witches.
I mean, there's a big part of the plot is that if they can't suck the life out of children to give themselves more youth, that they and Dawn comes up, they're turned to dust for eternity.
Okay, so here's what I would do if I was writing the story of the sequel. I would come up with another bad guy that is very much a like human character, and he finds a way to bring the Sanderson sisters back. And then he does that to make himself more powerful. Mm. And, like, let's say half the movie, they are working together, the Sanderson sisters and this big new bad guy. But then the Sanderson sisters end up helping the good guys to defeat the bad guy. That's what I would do. That's what I write. I like bad guys to become good guys and then kind of just ride off into the sunset. That's me. What would you do? What's your story? You see?
I mean, I'm not good at this.
I've thought about this a lot.
It sounds like it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.